So once again, the 58th running of the Salomon sponsored Three Peaks here in Yorkshire, and we're back in a hotel now, and I'm here with Mr. Ricky Gates from the Salomon team and a US runner who is over here with his first experience of the UK and of the fell running scene. And Ricky, tell us a little bit about today. It was an interesting day out there for you.
It was an interesting day. Didn't go exactly how I had wanted. Been battling hamstring injury since about August of last year. Took a few months off this past winter, hoping that it would get it sorted out, and was coming back strong over the past few weeks. And went ahead with the race today, and unfortunately had to pull out at about mile 10 of 22-23. After the first peak, just before the second of the three peaks.
Yeah, so it was kind of, at the feed station and saw you there, and it was an interesting strategy because you went for a shoe change initially to see if you kind of, that would relieve things, and then you kind of carried on, and then you headed up onto Wernside, which is the second peak, and things just kind of didn't work out there, right?
No, I went for a pair of shoes that I thought maybe putting a little higher heel lift in my shoes might help out. But really, if there was damage done, it was done, and there wasn't any recovering from it, really. I've got two races coming up and still in the next month, so I thought best save myself for those races and pull out early today.
Yeah, and obviously, Yorkshire Three Peaks is a great big event here in the UK. You know, it's kind of one of the iconic races, I suppose, one of the monuments in British fell running, as such. And putting the disappointment to one side of the race and so forth, you've had a good time here, right?
Oh yeah, I've had a great time here. Came up a couple days ago, got to see. What was the town I got to see?
You went to see Manchester.
Manchester, yeah. Hung out in Manchester for a night and a morning, a little bit into the afternoon. And then a nice drive through the country up here to Yorkshire. And got to check out the race course a little bit yesterday. Some nice English hospitality, tea and scones.
And some ale.
And some ale. And that's not the reason I pulled out today. Completely... different. Beyond actually pulling out of the race, it's been a really wonderful experience. The people, the scenery, the environment, and then the energy surrounding the race. There's obviously a lot of history in this race, and it was I was honored to be a part of it.
Yeah. So just going back to the disappointment of the event, does that mean that with your experience, coming here, and then does that say that we might see Mr. Ricky Gates here again, maybe coming back to kind of bury a couple of demons on this event?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not a short trip from the US, but when you only do one of the three peaks, it definitely leaves a little bit of a void and that needs to be filled.
Okay, well, we really would like to see you back. Obviously, great, and I know you've been tapped up by a couple of the English clubs there. So you never know. There might be a fell running career in England for Ricky Gates in the future. But it's been great having you here, and we hope to see you come back. And really good luck with the rest of the year, I suppose.
Great, thank you so much. I look forward to it.
Okay. Thanks, Ricky.